you call a child who was born to some parents? The mother might be black and the father might be white. Is there any special word you'd use to describe
anything
that child?
He could be, but a nigger.
Is that right? Okay. Is there any special word that you use to describe a black person or a colored person who has real light-colored skin?
Well, if he got real light-colored skin, he's mixed with white. Mm-hmm.
But there's no special word that you
That's
use?
That's right, no special word. Now, I want to show you what the Bible says about that. Now, when a child is caught out like that, it's like this yellow person. Mm-hmm. His mother was a black woman, and this white man got a child by this black woman. The Bible says that child's hand is against every man, and the man, every man's hand is against him. Now that child's in bad shape, but he couldn't help it. Mm-hmm. He couldn't help about how he come in. Mm-hmm. He didn't have nothing to do with it.
That's true.
That's the reason why the Bible says every nation to its own kind. The Bible ain't told niggers and white folks to mix. The Bible says every nation to its own kind. And he meant it. And if you find anyone in the Bible where he changed that, then I swallow that shit you got on.
I know what you mean. Okay. What would a white man call another white man if the one he was talking about was just kind of sorry and good for nothing and, you know, something like that?
Well, you think a lot of white people would call him a bad name. Like this little old William heard his grandpa called a man a bad name. And he's a little old boy, and when he see the man, he told him what his grandpa said.
Would it be any kind of special word that would fit that situation, just a sorry white man?
That's a sorry white man. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a sorry white man. It'll loaf over the country like a beast.
Would a colored man call the sorry white man anything different?
No, not because he's sorry himself. He could. Him and the white man have done the same thing. He was no use.
Well, if you were going to refer to a sorry white
man. Well, I'd call him a sorry man. I'd call any man a sorry man. It'll live like an animal.
Did you use the word cracker a minute ago?
That's right.
You would a cracker be a sorry white man?
Sure, yeah.
What would you call somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about city ways, and when he goes into a city it's obvious that he looks real uncomfortable? Somebody might say, look at him, he's just a
countryman.
Just a countryman.
That's right. See, they know it. That's like the people leave from here and go north. Everybody know you come from down here. Mm-hmm. Every one of the northern peoples know it, these southern peoples from down in here. Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular word you'd use to describe a man who might live out in a swamp somewhere? If he came into town, you'd say he's a...
Well, he'd be an old bachelor. Stay out in the swamp.
Or maybe if he lived out in the piney woods somewhere.
That's right.
You call him the same thing?
Same thing.
I
seen a white man come to the store that right here with a nigger woman. Mm-hmm. And to say he was staying with her. But that a sorry white man, that a sorry nigger woman. That woman had been in my family, I'd have followed her back that evening. Mm-hmm. And I'd have took me a stick and I'd have beat her till she got away from that place. Mm-hmm.